Well, of course, there's a big backlash, or a lot of people are complaining, and a lot of people are shouting in the discussion forums, shouting the information wants to be free. But there are some, there are quite a big group of people who I think understand. They understand that we tried to make a system that is very easy to use, and that it also allows the price to be very low, to be very symbolic, let's say. And also, it's really not most of the reason it will still not be affected. It's not like the London Times strict paywall, shutting all of the content behind the paywall. It's more a system that tries to put together a very different services, but they are, which are not the basic news, but some parts of exclusive content. So there are 9 publishers and 34 different services included in the system. Mostly, they are not the ones that attract like the biggest attention. It's not closing the front page. It's closing the commentary sections, video, and so on, like the bit small sections of the site.